Let's try that one more time. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moher of David C. Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Nuntes. We are two lines from the bottom on Nuchasim Bay. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a brisa. Tamid Kodem LePesach. Pesach Kodem LeKtoros. Ktoros Kodemis LeNeros. The carbon tamid, even though almost every carbon had to be brought before the carbon tamid Shabbat Arbaim, Karban Pesach is an exception. It was brought after the Karban Tamid Shabbat Arbaim. Tamid Kodem LePesach. The Karban Pesach was brought afterwards. Pesach Kodem LeKtoros. And then they would bring the Ktoros. Ktoros Kodemis LeNeros. And then they would light the candles of the menorah. Why does the Karban Pesach come after the Karban Tamid? Yuchar Davar Shenemar Bo Be'erev Ubein Arbaim. About the Karban Pesach, it has two languages of the night. Be'erev and Bein Arbaim. So that pushes it later. As opposed to the Karban Tamid, Ella Bein Harbaim Bilvad. It only says the words Bein Harbaim by the Karban Tamid. Tosus asks, why don't we just apply the regular top Tosus? Why don't we just apply the regular rule of Tadir Visheino Tadir Tadir Kodem? Which means the Karban Tamid should come before the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, but we have this din called Aleha, which means that every Karban has to be before. So you have one reason to do it after, one reason to do before. So that's why you need the pasuk. That's what Tosas says. Tosas also asks in the next Tosas, the Ramaskal Ketoras, Tosas asks, by the menorah, it also says, May Erev Ad Boker. It also has another Erev by the menorah. So why do you need the pasuk? So again, Tosas asks, Ketoras, Hikshir Bivav, Alo Beneir Sivnami. Oh, it's based on the next. Hold on, one more line. Ask the Gemara. It's on the next line. Ihachi, if so, Ketores v'Neros nami nikdemu l'Pesach, the Ketores and the Neros should also come before the Karban Pesach, yucha davar shenemar bo ba'erev u'bein arbaim, by the Karban Pesach, it has two languages, l'davar shelo nemar bo ela bein arbaim b'lvad, but when it comes to the Neros, the Ketores and the Neros, it says, u'bahalos aronis aneros bein arbaim b'lvad. So on this, Tosas asks one of me, but it also says Me Erevad Boker. So by the Neros, it also says Me Erevad Boker. So there's a few answers. Tosas says, no, Me Erevad Boker is telling you, to Me Erevad Boker, itzrich litin la midasa velola ichor. No, Tosas says, Me Erevad Boker is telling you how much oil you have to put in the menorah. It's got to be able to last Me Erevad Boker. This might be connected also to the question about by Neros Chanukah, whether or not you have to have enough oil in there to burn for all 30 minutes, or can you add it later at the time of the hadlaka? There's a question by Neros Chanukah, hadlaka osa mitzvah, or hanacha osa mitzvah, do you have to have all the candles? So from this Gemara, it sounds like Me'erev Ad Boker, Tosa says, you have to have enough oil in there that it's going to last all night long. But anyway, so the Gemara asks, if it's all based on how many Erevs it says, so maybe the Ketoros and the Neros should be before the Karban Pesach, because it only says Bein Arbaim. Answer the Gemara, Shani Hasam. There it's different. Demiet Rachmana Oso. Because we have a specific pasuk by the Neros. Yaroch Oso Aharon Uvanav Me'erevad Boker Lefnei Hashem. Desani we learned in a brisa. Me'erevad Boker. Tein la midasa shnei dolek is Me'erevad Boker. Me'erevad Boker means there has to be enough oil in the menorah that it should last all night long. Based on this, they ask against the Beis HaLevi's famous answer, right? The famous Beis HaLevi's kasha by Chanukah. Why is the miracle 8 days? It's only miracle 7 days because they had enough of 1 day. So the Beis HaLevi himself gives the answer that they put only 1/8 of the oil each night. So even on the first night was a miracle. They only put 1/8 of the oil each night. But the question is, what do you mean? Our Gemara just says is not you have to fill it up enough that it's Me'erev Ad Boker. So the Beis HaLevi's answer doesn't make sense. Why would they have done that? Anyway, that's what the Gemara we just read in the Gemara. What does it say? Tein la midasa, you have to give enough oil. Shete dolekas me'erev ad boker. You got to pour enough oil in there. That's a half a lug that it's going to burn the whole night. Davar acher, ein la avoda shekshir me'erev ad boker elozu bilvad. Another halacha that we learned. Davar acher, ein la avoda shekshira me'erev ad boker elozu bilvad. The only avoda that you are allowed to do all night long after the carbon tamid. Is the Neros. My time. Where do you see this in the Pasuk? Amakra. Yaroch oso Aaron of Nameir of Ad Boker. Oso me'er vad boker. Only this avod is allowed to be after the carbon tamid. Ve'ein davar acha me'er vad boker. Nothing else can be late at night. So because of this, the carbon pesach has to be before the neros. Ve'iskish ketoros l'neros. And we have a hekish, the ketoros, right, is right next to the neros. So we learn that both of them have to be the last avodas of the night, and therefore they have to be after the Karban Pesach, even though the Karban Pesach has two, Ba'erev and Bein Arbaim, and the Neros only has one, but nevertheless, because of this Pasuk Oso, this is the only thing that could be done late at night after the Karban Pesach, so therefore we even do it after the Karban Pesach. Ask the Gemara. We have a Braisa against this. V'tanya ki kushyan. No, but we have another braisa that says do it in the other direction, that the Karban Pesach should be after the Hadlakas Neros and the Ketoros because of the double language of Beinu Arbaim and Ba'erev. Tamid kodem l'Ketoros. The Tamid comes before the Ketoros. The Ketoros ketemes l'Neros, and the Ketoros comes before the Neros. Neros kodem mosla Pesach, and the Neros come before the Pesach. This is against what we said before, that the Pesach, instead of the Pesach, in this Braisa, the Pesach is in the number 4 slot. But in the Braisa that we said earlier, the Pesach is in the number 2 slot. V'tanya ki koshyan, tamit kodem l'ketores, ketores kodemus l'neros, neros kodemus l'pesach, yucha davish nebo bo'er v'bein arbayim. The Karban Pesach has the double language, l'davar shalom nebo bo'el abein arbayim bovad, as opposed to the ketores and the neros, which only have bein arbayim. Oh, ask the Marvok, siv oso. What about the Oso Pasuk, which teaches me that the Neros and the Ketoros have to be the last thing of the day? Answers the Gemara, Hi Oso, mi boyele l'mute avodah shebifnim. No, this Braisa holds that Oso only excludes avodas like the lighting of the menorah and the Ketoros that were done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Umayniyu Ketoros. Yeah. So it's telling you that the Neros have to be the last thing, and you shouldn't do the Ketores after the Neros. It's only come to exclude that, but the Karban Pesach, which was done outside, that is not excluded from this. So you might have thought, since it says that the Neros are Bein Harbayim, Yakti Rena, right, says, Uvahalos Aronis and Eros, once the Neros are already lit, Yakti Rena. So you might have read the Pasuk, simple pshat, Ema, Nero, Nadlik Neros Beresha, first light the candles, Vahada, and then Yakti Rena, Vahada, Naktir Ketores. So you might think the Ketores goes after the candles. Meet Rachmana Oso. That's why the Torah said no. Oso is me'erev ad boker. The Neros have to be last. From the word Oso. Ask the Gemara. Ella bein harbaim yak tiren alamali. How do you read that pasuk? What do you mean? The pasuk seems to say that after the candles you do the Ketoros. Says the Gemara. Hachi kam Rachmana. This is what the pasuk. This is the way you read the pasuk. Uvahalos aronas haneros bein harbaim beidon demadlikis Neros. At the time that you're madlik the Neros, tehe makatra ketores, yak tirena. The ketores should have already been lit. That's the way he learns it. That's the way Rashi learns. The Rashba has a slightly different way of learning it, like we have in the Karbanos in the morning. What it means is that in the middle of the lighting of the Neros, you bring the ketores. So it's still the Neros are last. First you light 5 candles, then you do the Ketoros, then you light the last 2 candles. So that's why the Ketoros is literally in the middle of the lighting of the Neros, but the Neros ends up being the last thing. Very good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught in a Braisa, Ein lecha davar shekodem l'tamid shel shachar. We learned in yesterday's daf, nothing comes before the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. Ella, the only thing that does come before it, Ella Ketores Bilvad, Shenemar Ba, because by the Ketores says, Baboker, Baboker. It's got to be really early in the morning, even before the carbon talmud shel shachar. V'yuktam k'toris, davar shenemar bo baboker baboker, d'chsiv, iktir lavaron, k'toris amin baboker baboker, l'davar shelo nemar bo elo boker echad, as opposed to something where it only has one boker, es hakev esachod, taseh baboker. V'ein l'cha davar shem esaker, achar talmud shel bein arbaim, like we said before, nothing comes after the carbon talmud shel bein arbaim, elo k'toris v'neiros v'pesach. The only three things that come after the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim are the Ketores, the Neiros, and the Karban Pesach. Because the Karban Pesach has both the words Ba'erev and Bein Arbaim. However, here the Brisa adds another thing. U'mechusar Kippurim Ba'erev Pesach. There's another thing that could come after the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. This is a Mitzora, or a Zav, or a Zava, or a Yoledes. These are the four people that they're tummy for 7 days. They go to mikvah on day number seven. That night they can eat truma, but the next day they still have, on day number eight, they have to bring a karban, and only once they bring a karban are they allowed to bring karban pesach. So if the eighth day falls out on erev pesach, and for whatever reason they haven't yet had a chance to bring their karbanos that they bring on day number eight, they are allowed to bring those karbanos even after the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim, because the bringing of those karbanos will allow them to eat the Karban Pesach. So we have a special dispensation for them. Shetovel Shenis. So the halacha is midrabanan. These people have to dip again. Interesting halacha. The Sfas Emes writes that the reason for this is the rabbis wanted to publicize this isser, that you're not allowed to eat from karbanos till after you bring, even though you went to the mikvah on day number seven, the rabbis wanted to make sure everybody knew, and you're allowed to eat truma on the night after the seventh. It's the first Mishnah Shas, Me'emasai, Korin, Mikshash, Akon, Mechnasan, Lechol, B'trumasan. Right, that after day seven, they're allowed to eat truma. Shetovel Shenis. So these people, they had to midurabban and go to the mikvah again on day number eight before eating the karbanos. V'ochel as pischol la'erev. So a mitzora, yoled, a zav or zava, who are on day number eight, and they got to bring a whole bunch of karbanos. They're allowed to bring those karbanos after the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim in order to allow them to eat from the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha goes even further. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, Omer, not only is it Mechusar Kippurim, af Mechusar Kippurim b'shar yimos hashana, even not only on Erev Pesach to let you eat the Karban Pesach, let's say you want to bring a carbon shlamim that day, or let's say you brought carbon shlamim that morning, so you could bring your, if you were a zav, zava, mitzora, yoledes, and you brought optional carbonos shlamim, nedarim and nedavos, the morning of your eighth day, you are allowed to bring your carbonos for mechusar kippurim after the carbon talmud shel bein arbaim, even to allow you to partake of your own karbanos nedavar, nedarim, and nedavos that you brought, your own shlamim that you brought on that day. A machlokas, the Riven and the Balamar, are you only allowed to do it if this is day two of your karban shlamim? So you're not going to be able to eat it all after today. The Ravid says, no, even on day number one of your Karban Shlamim, even though you have tomorrow, you can sleep the Karban Shlamim tomorrow, you're still allowed to bring your Mechusar Kippurim Karbanos after the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim, even if it's only on day number one. And from here, Rashi and the Ramban seem to say that the eating of the Kachim for the Bailam is a mitzvah saseh. We're going to see in a minute. Against the Rambam. The Rashi and the Ramban seem to prove from this Gemara that eating, because the Gemara is going to employ in a moment the rule of asay, docha asay. We'll see in a second that the asay of eating the karbanos. So according to Yochanan ben Brocha, even the fact that you're allowed to eat your own karbanos, that's a mitzvah asay that is docha, the iser asay of not bringing anything after the karban talmud shel bein arbaim. So it sounds like Rashi and the Ramban say for me, you see that it's a mitzvah asay. It seems to say pretty clearly. From the pasuk, v'achalto lefnei Hashem lekecha b'makom asher yivchar, However, the Rambam writes that no, only the achilas hakohanim of the karbanos is a mitzvah, but in the achilas yisraelim habaylim, the Rambam says it's not a kiyum mitzvah at all. So the Lakute Halacha, so what's Pshat in our Gemara? So how can we allow you to bring, Rabbi Yochanan bar Brocha allows you to bring afterwards? It's because the mitzvah that even the Etzem Havas, Karbanos HaKapara, that itself is a mitzvah. That's the way he learns the Gemara. Okay, back inside the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Latana Kama. I understand Tanakama who permits it for Karban Pesach, that you're allowed to bring your Mechusa Kippurim Karbanos after the Karban Tabot Shebein Abayim, violating the Isser Aseh of Aleha Hashlem Kala Karbanos Kulam, that you have to bring all your Karbanos before the Karban Tabot Shebein Abayim, so you're going to violate that Aseh in order to allow you to eat Karban Pesach. Okay, that I get it. Bishlama Tanakama Yavo Aseh the Pesach, Sheyesh Bo Kares, V'yidche Aseh da Hashlama She'ein Bo Kares. I get that. Ela Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. My Ome da Hayaseh me Hayaseh. Why is the Aseh of eating your carbon shlamim, your regular voluntary carbon shlamim, why is that Aseh? This is where Rashi Ramban see, you see that it's an Aseh for you to eat it. But why does that Aseh push away the Aseh da Hashlama? Why is one Aseh any better than the other Aseh? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chista. You're right. Hacha b'chata sa'of askinan. We're talking about a poor mitzorah, and he brings a chata sa'of, that you're not really violating that Aseh. She'en l'mizbeach elo dama. You just sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, but the meat is eaten for the Kohanim, but it's not brought on the mizbeach, and therefore it's not a violation of the Aseh d'hashlama. That's one answer. Rav Papa Amar, afilu tema b'chatas behema. No, you could even say it's talking about chatas behema. Rav Papa says you pull the following shtick. Mala, so you shech the carbon, you sprinkle the blood, but instead of burning the limbs on the mizbeach, which would be a violation of the aseh d'hashlama, that you're going to burn the limbs on the mizbeach after the carbon tamim shebein abayim, you know what you do? Mala, you bring the limbs and the fats up to the top of the mizbeach. Umalina barosh shel mizbeach, don't burn them. You just put them on the mizbeach, so you won't violate the aseh. And the next morning, you burn them after the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. And you're not violating Lina because they were on the Mizbeach the whole night. Wow. Says the Gemara, okay, good. You answered the for Chatas. And again, this is the Gemara now is going to ask against Rav Chista, who said that it's talking about the Chatas Ha'uf, right, the bird Chatas. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, but a Mechusa Kippurim brings more Karbanos. The Ha'ika Asham, what about his Karban Asham that a mitzorah has to bring? Bishlam the Rav Papa. So Rav Papa's answer makes sense. Hainu demalon le. So you could bring the asham atop in the mizbeach and leave it there and pull that shtick. El Rav Chista, who's having been talking about a bird chatas, ma'ik lemeimar. Answer the Gemara, Amri, shekarev asham. No, we're talking about a case where he already brought the carbon asham before the tamid shel bein abayim, and all that was left was the chatas. Ask the Gemara, but he has another carbon that he brings. A mechusa kippurim has to bring three carbonos, asham, chatas, and ola. Says the Gemara, v'hayika ola. What about the fact that he has to bring his carbon ola, v'chitema ola lo ma'akva? If you'll tell me that the bringing of the ola does not prevent him from eating carbonos, not true. V'atani Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says, k'shem shechataso v'ashamo ma'akvenoso kach olaso ma'akvaso. The not bringing the carbon ola prevents him from eating carbonos. V'chitema b'shekarva olaso. If you'll tell me, we're talking about a case where he already was makriv the Karban Ola before the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Umi karva olasa kon mechatasa rishon. How in the world are you allowed to bring the Karban Ola before the chatas? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa. It says in Parshas Vayikra, about the Parsha of Karban Ola v'yodim, lo segei yado dei sevevis ashamo, o shnei b'nei yona, echad l'chatas v'echad l'ola, v'vio sema l'akom yikras ashel l'chatas rishona. It says, v'ikrav is ashel l'chatas rishona, ma tamad lomer. It says the Ola's got to be second. Ella, Zebon Av, not just over here. The Chatas always comes before the Ola. The Kaimalon, even Chatas Of comes before the Ola's Behema, so you can't answer that the Ola was done earlier. Answers the Gemara, Amarava. Shiny olas mitzora. The ola of the mitzora is different than all other olas. The Rachmana Omar. Vehela koines ha'ola. Shehela kvar. Special din that by the mitzora, the ola comes before the chatas. Now let's take a pause here for 1 second because I have a beautiful piece of Torah to share with you. So the Gemara before said, we apply the rule of asei doche, asei of Karban Pesach, of eating Karban Pesach. In other words, we allow the Mechusei Kippurim to bring his karbanos to allow him to eat the Karban Pesach because the asei of Karban Pesach, which has kares, is doche the asei d'ashlama, which does not have kares. But wait a minute, asks Tosfos in Tostio Mascha asei over here, Nentes Amin Alf, Hikshir Riva. Wait a minute. We know that you only apply the rule of asei docha los asei, where the asei and asei happen at the same time. Here, you're going to bring the karbanos. You're not going to eat the karban pesach till later at night. So it's asei docha, asei sheish bo kares, docha, but that, it's not happening at the same time. So Tosas brings a number of answers here. So the Riva and Tosas answers that the heter to be makir of the karbanos of the kapara shelo is after they already were makir of a Karban Pesach for you. So you were already included in a Karban Pesach while you still hadn't brought your Karbanos yet. And you have to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. It'll only be, your being involved in this Karban Pesach will only be kosher if you're going to end up being allowed to eat it later. So it actually happens at the same time. At the time that you become able to eat the Karban Pesach, it turns out that now your Karban Pesach is kosher. So the mitzvah is happening at the same time. That's the Riva's answer. But the Ri in Tosas gives a different answer. That the rule that they have to happen at the same time is only by asei docha los asei, but by asei docha asei, they can even happen not at the same time. What's the logic of that? So listen to this Mayur Dikab Shat in the Achronim. The Achronim say, asei docha los asei is not logical. It doesn't make sense. Why shouldn't asei push away a los asei? You would think it's much worse to not violate a los asei than to get a mitzvah, right? You would say, well, asei docha los asei is a big chiddush. So, and the Torah's mechadish is by shatnez and tzitzis. That's where, right? The Torah says, losel ba shatnez semer fishtim yachtov, gidilam tasel chal arba kanfos kslischa shet chasim ba pashas ki seitze. So this chiddush that asei docha los asei is learned out from shatnez and tzitzis. In that case, it happens at exactly the same time. But the fact that an asei, sheyesh bo kares, should push away another asei that doesn't have kares, that makes 100% logical sense. I don't need the pasuk of asei docha los asei to teach me that. So I'm not bound by the chiddush that it's got to happen at the same time. And therefore, even if it happens not at the same time, so the Achronim say, it's still logical to say, even if it happens not at the same time. And asei sheyesh bo kares, of course, is more important than an asei that doesn't have kares. It's logical, so I don't need to learn it from the pasuk. Since I don't need to learn it from the pasuk, I'm not bound by the fact of be'idna. So say the Achronim. I thought it was a very sharp piece of Torah. Anyway, let's continue. The Gemara is now going to ask a question against the opinion of Rav Papa. This shtick that Rav Papa said that in order to not violate the asei, to let you eat your own karbanos, you bring the chatas up to the mizbeach and just leave it there. Don't burn it. So you didn't violate the asei of burning something after the kamatam shemayim abayim. Just leave it there till the next morning and then burn it. Amalei Rav Shaman bar Abba Rav Papa. L'didach ta'armis male. You bring the fats and the limbs of the karban chatas. Right, you're bringing a chatas because you're a mechusei kippurim. You're a zava mitzori oledes. Umalina barosh hashem mizbeach. You leave it up there on top of the mizbeach. Kayom and vavdin and milsel kawanim dasim bila de takala. Desavri diyomi uvasilak ture. These poor kohanim, they're being makriv all these limbs and fats of the karbanos all night long. But these specific limbs and fats, they got to remember, these are from the guy who brought it after the Karban Tamid Shabbein Arbaim. I got to make sure not to burn these. Isn't this not a fair position to put the karbanos in, the kohanim in? They're going to have to know that some of the fats in the limbs, the ones that were brought before the Karban Tamid Shabbein Arbaim, those we can burn all night long. But these, I have to be careful not to let them burn them on the fire. Isn't this going to cause the kohanim to get all mixed up? Because the whole night they're burning all the other fats in the limbs on the that they were nishchetu, and before the Karmat Tamid Shebein Arbayim. So these that happened afterwards. So they're gonna end up violating all these yisurim. Amalei, Rav Papa defended his position and said, "Yeah, Kohanim's reason him. That's why the Kohanim get paid the big bucks. The Kohanim didn't get paid any bucks. They didn't get paid at all. But yeah, the Kohanim's reason him. They knew their jobs, and the Kohen that was burning the fats and the limbs would tell his other brothers, all the other Kohanim, that these fats don't burn them." Amalei, Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana. Va'amri le Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nasan le Rav Papa. They asked for Papa himself. How could you say that the shechting of the karbanos they permitted Melchus Kippurim? Va'kama delo miskatre imurin. But if they didn't burn the limbs and the fats, Kohanim lo matzi achli baso. The Kohanim weren't allowed to eat it anyway, and the Bailam wouldn't get kapara. So how could the owners eat it? Disanya. Yachol, you Kohanim Rasha'im Mechaz V'Shok, Kodem Akhtaras Emurin, you might have thought that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chaz V'Shok from a carbon shlamim before they burn the limbs and the fats on the Mizbech. Tam Aloma, no. Viktira Kohenis Achel V'Mizbech, V'Hodav Haya Chaz Al Aaron Levanav. First you got to burn the limbs and the fats, then the Kohen is allowed to eat it. V'Kamet the Kohanim Lo'achli Basar, and you see, you defeated the whole purpose. If the Kohanim didn't eat the meat, Bailam Lo Miskapre. The Bailam don't get Kapar, and they can't eat the carbon Pesach, they can't eat the carbon Shlamim. The Sanya, we learned in a Brice of V'ochlu Osam Asher Kupar Bohem. Malamin Shah Kohanim Ochlun Bailam is Kaprim. The owners doesn't get Kapar until the Kohen eats it, but the Kohen can't eat it until you burn the limbs. So what did you accomplish? Answers the Gemara. Amalei, Rav Kahana answered back to Rav Ashi, or it was Rav Papa himself who gave the answer, depending on which version you had. Kavan delo efsher, since on this particular day it was already after the Karban Tamid Shebein Arbayim, so you had no opportunity to burn these limbs and fats, you couldn't do it. Asa'um, the Torah considers this kemisha nitmu osha avdu. It's like a case of where the limbs and the fats became tame or lost. In such a case, it's mutter for the Kohanim to eat from the meat of the carbon. If the limbs and the fats became tame and lost, they're allowed to eat it even if the limbs and the fats were not burned. So since this poor guy cannot burn the limbs and the fats because they already brought the carbon tamid shebein arbayim, the Kohanim are allowed to eat it even without the burning of the limbs and the fats. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Yochel nitmu emun osh avdu. If the limbs and the fats became tame or got lost, lo yu kohanim zakam b'chaz v'shok, you might think that the Kohen is not allowed to eat from the chaz v'shok, the breast and the thigh. Tavon lomar v'haya chaz al Aaron levanav mikol makom, that Aaron gets the chaz v'shok even if the limbs and the fats became tame or became lost, the Kohanim is still allowed to eat it, and therefore the Bailim would get kapara. The Gemara is now going to ask a contradiction about being maktir the emurin after the tamid shebein arbayim. Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana asked a contradiction by the carbon chagiga. Ksiv lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker hu de lo yolin hakol alayla kula yolin. You're allowed to have the limbs and the fats at night on the mizbeach and leave them over to the morning and be makriv them, meaning to be makriv them before the morning. And yet, when it comes to the tamid shel shachar, uksiv, viktir olea chelvei ashlamim, olea hashem kol hakorbanos kulam. So we have a contradiction by the Karban Chagiga. It says, lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. Sounds like, as long as it's not the morning yet, you are allowed to burn the limbs and the fats of the chagiga at 4 in the morning. And yet, we learned that you're not allowed to do anything before the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. And the Gemara, Humos Lo Humafarkla, he asked the Kasha, he gave the answer. Kisheni Tosru. No. This is talking about if the carbon was shechted and the dum was sprinkled before the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So then it's mutter even afterwards. Then you're allowed to, with the Karban Chagiga, you are allowed to burn the limbs after the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, because you could have burnt them before. Once they were roy to be burnt before, so then it's good enough. You could even burn them afterwards. And the Rav Safra asks also another contradiction. Ramele Rav Safra le Rava. Rav Safra asked the question to Rava. Ksiv lo yalun la boker zevach haga pasach. You're not allowed to leave the Karban Pesach over until the morning. La boker de lo yalun hakol alay lo yalun. You're allowed to be maktir the emurim all night long. You're allowed to burn the limbs of the Karban Pesach all night long. Even though it's yantif, vaksiv, olas Shabbas b'Shabbato, v'lo olas chol b'Shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'yantif. So wait, this Karban Pesach was shechted on Erev Pesach, Erev Yantif. So how are you allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach on Yantif? We learned that olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, that an ola that was slaughtered on chol cannot be burnt on Mizbeach on Yantif. So it's Pesach night. How can you do this? Amale kfarami niale. Rav Abba Barchia le Rabbi Avo. Rav Abba Barchia already asked this question to Rabbi Avo. Vishani le Rabbi Avo answered him. Hacha, this pasuk is not talking about every Karban Pesach. It's talking about Barba Oso Shechalios b'Shabbos Haskinan. Like this year, we're talking about every Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos. So that's why. Therefore, it's permitted to burn the limbs on Yontif, to chelve Shabbos craven be Yontif, because it was shechted on Shabbos. They shechted the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, and they were makru, they burnt it on Yontif. So Shabbos and Yontif is like one kedusha, so chelve Shabbos craven be Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Amale, Mishum de chelve Shabbos craven be Yontif, anan neku v'nema le lahai kro, barba osa shechalios b'Shabbos u'dechsiv. Just because you have this cute pshat, we're going to say it's in the pasuk? Lo yolin la boker zevach chaga pasuk is talking about only a Pesach chalav b'Shabbos. What do you mean? The pasuk's talking about every Karban Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Hamale. The Gemara answers, yeah. Shavke l'kra, duhu dachin gomokam anavshay. Because you have this contradiction that we know you're not allowed to take a carbon that was shechted on a weekday. You're not allowed to burn the limbs on Yontif. So we have that problem. It's not that you're relearning the pasuk. The pasukim themselves force you to relearn themselves. There's a contradiction. One place it says a karban shechted on Erev Pesach, you cannot burn the limbs Pesach night. Another pasuk says you can burn the limbs Pesach night. So what's the answer? Must be, if it's on a weekday, you can't burn the limbs Pesach night. But if it's on Shabbos, then you can burn the limbs Pesach night. Okay. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day, Rabbi.